Well, I think there are a number of things that happened. One is they had been taken over by HUD a few years before all this happened, and there were already some beginnings of management improvements coming at the time that they started their plan for transformation in 1999. There were a lot of pressures from the mayor's office to make sure this was successful, at least in getting the developments down and getting new developments up. I think they were less concerned about the residents at that point. And then Chicago has a very strong legal advocacy community and grassroots advocacy community. There were a lot of people watching what was happening. And among those was the MacArthur Foundation, which put a lot of money into helping the Housing Authority improve systems where they needed to. So there were just a lot of community advocacy and community support, which you haven't necessarily seen in other cities. I think also the Housing Authority over time, partly because of this advocacy and pressure, made a really large investment in improving its resident services system. So the program we evaluated was a very intensive version of it, but they've taken pieces of that to all their public housing now, and they spend a good chunk of their funds every year on resident services. And I think Seattle is another housing authority that does things like that, but you know they're few and far between. And I think that that's critical to the success of any kind of relocation and anything that's going to require involuntary relocation of vulnerable families.